Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're glad you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
It's an exciting time of year anyways, and it's such an honour to be sharing this message with you in this new series, Standing Up and Standing Out. And you know, I've been thinking a lot lately on the power of entrenching yourselves into good habits. You know what I mean? I've been thinking about this idea of digging a rut, you know, in your life that is going to hold you firm. And most of the time we think ruts is negative, right? We think that a rut's like sort of keeps you in an area. But I've been thinking that it's so powerful laying down a great foundation, laying down a great path in your life. It's something when you go through trials and different things that try and knock you off course, like Dad was talking about a few weeks ago, those great habits just keep us on track. And it is going to be a great habit if we learn as Christians to stand up and stand out, because God's called us to that. God has called us to stand up. God has called us to stand out. I want to pray to start my message, and I want to recap on last month's series, and then we're going to get into it. You guys excited about that? You feeling good? Yeah, good. Alrighty, God, I thank you. God, I just thank you for bringing us all here, God. I thank you for this awesome series, Standing Up, Standing Out, God. I just pray, God, that you'd speak to us, God, that you'd challenge us, you'd convict us in areas where we need to stand up, God. And I just pray that every person will get something out of this message in Jesus' name. I thank you for being such an awesome God. Amen. Alrighty, so let's recap. Oh, my clicker's working. This is exciting. Technology. You know, it was funny. I'd actually learned how to do PowerPoint again. You know what I mean? And I also was using, we got a Mac at home for the first time, really. And it was just too much new stuff. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, no, I'm becoming one of those people, you know, who don't know how to work technology. This is terrible. You know what I mean? Oh, it's terrible. But, you know, last month we were doing this series, and the series was, I can do this. I can do this. We need to believe that we can do it. And Mum started with overcoming anxiety. And then Dado was talking about overcoming blame. And then overcoming condemnation. Mark shared an awesome message last week, I thought, on overcoming condemnation. You know, and that was a great series. I reckon it ties into standing up and standing out, because we need to believe we can. And I've got to say, with all the distractions on this week, you know, and trying to work out PowerPoint, I was finding it really hard to get this message together. Also, because every time, being a male, having a short attention span, I was thought about this message, I got that Bob Marley song stuck in my head. You know, get up, stand up. You know the song? Stand up for your rights. I feel like if Pastor Jason was here, that we should have got it as an intro, you know what I mean? But I just wasn't sure, you know, like, he's probably not a great role model, Bob Marley. But I don't know. Maybe, Steph, we can incorporate a praise version of it. You know what I mean? Get in our praise. No, I don't know. Nah, it's good. But if you're taking notes today, the title of my message is Why Stand? Why Stand? I've heard it said, if your why is big enough, your how is easy. You know, if your why is big enough, it's all a matter of what's causing you to do something. You know what I mean? Like, is it big enough to move you from a place of comfort into a place where you're really stretched out? And like that inspirational first thing, you know, we got to get out of our comfort zone. We need to stretch. There's more to life than what we live at the moment. But before I get into I've got 3 points. But before I get into it, I want to ask you a question. What comes to your mind when you think about standing up? What comes to your mind when you think about standing out? Most of us, this isn't the case, but there's some superhumans amongst us, right, who just get excited. You know, excitement starts a birth. I remember when I was running youth, Jess was awesome. Was my sister down there, Jess. She was awesome because she would just get excited over anything that was new. You know what I mean? Like, we do something new, you could see her up here. She just gets excited about it. You know, she starts feeling courageous. You know, the more, and it was great doing youth, because the more out there something is, you know, the more exciting, the more courage that builds, the more energy that you feel. But for most of us, when we think about standing up, when we think about standing out, we get fear. coming, knocking on our door. We get anxiety knocking on our door. We get overwhelming pressure. But I want to talk to you today about three reasons why and three things that can help us live that excited, courageous, and energetic life that God has for us. So here we go. Why? There we go. Number one is because you are ready. You know, if we can understand this, this will go a long way when it comes to standing up and standing out, I believe. You need to believe that you're ready, that you're qualified, that your life experience is enough. I like this, you know. I like this picture. It's a really cool picture. You're ready. That's how we should live our life. We're living in under that anxiety, under that overwhelming pressure. I remember when I was first getting discipled when I was a young boy. This guy, a great man, Jason Staggers, if you've been here for a little while, you'll remember him. He was discipling me. And discipleship for me looked like two things. Okay, this is the first time I've been discipling, so it's all I knew. It was one-to-one book and McDonald's. That was the two ingredients of discipleship, you know what I mean? And I remember it would go down there every fortnight and I'd sit on the table. It was real I was a young fella. He was like an older fella, you know, and he had so much experience. And it was sort of like I had nowhere to hide, you know what I mean? And I remembered him on about chapter 3. He said to me, which is like three times of catching up. He said to me, Dan, do you know that you are ready? That you're ready to actually disciple someone? And I don't know about you, but I wasn't feeling that excited when I heard that. I wasn't feeling that that courageous. I was starting to feel a bit of that overwhelming pressure. But he tried to make it real simple for me. He said, Dan, you only have to be one chapter ahead to disciple someone. You only have to be a little bit ahead to bring someone up to where you're at. And if we understand that, it will go such a long way to being all we can be in Christ and to stand up and take our spot in this community. So I ended up thinking to myself, who should I disciple? And there was this guy that lived across the road at that stage. I was like, that's it. I'm going to disciple him, you know. And I did exactly what I knew what to do. I got a one-to-one book and I went down to McDonald's, you know what I mean? Which is an expensive operation when you're on your first and second year as a chippy. You know what I mean? And you got to remember, I lived in Wodonga. So, like, this is a big fuel trip. You know, you're counting the cost. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of money back then. You know, I was thinking about lassoing onto the back of these trucks. You know, anyone had that thought before when you're running low on fuel? No? No one? Raise your hand. I'm the only cheapo here. But, guys, I want you to ask yourselves, where can I challenge myself? You know, where can I challenge myself? Where can I grow? Who can I disciple? You know, where is God calling me? Because I'm ready. You need to understand that. And even though you go through, you don't feel ready, there's great Bible verses just like this one that reminds you that you are ready. And Mark 13:11 says, and when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand on what you are to say. But say whatever is given to you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And that gave me incredible faith when I preach and do things like this, you know, when I was talking to youth and when we're going about, you know, inviting people down the street or whatever it is, you know, God, I'm not by myself, you know. I don't have to have all the ability just in myself, because the Holy Spirit is with me and He's in us. And this great Bible verse, 2 Peter 1, verse 3, His divine power has granted us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellency. You know, I love that because He's granted us everything we need. And you know, when it says knowledge of Him, I think Peter understood that they knew some things about Jesus. You know what I mean? They knew sort of some stuff about Him, but they didn't really know who He is, you know what I mean, in truth. You know, they didn't know the truth of who Jesus was, that He came down to set and save us, you know, set us free and save us, to unleash everything we can be in God, to close the barrier of sin, you know what I mean? If we understand who God is, then that will just give us such faith and we'll have everything we need to be who God has called us to be. I think there's a great promise in there that if we just get to know God, you know, then we'll have everything we need. We'll be ready to go through life and all the problems that we face, all the circumstances that come our way. But often we're sitting here asking questions of ourselves, don't we? We question ourselves all the time. You know, what am I going to do? Well, can I really do that? Who can relate to asking this, like asking questions themselves? Constantly like doubting themselves. You know, it's hard sometimes to step out, to stand up, to stand out. What will I say to them? Even though the God's word says that, we still question it. What will I say to them? And, you know, we think that like God, we need to hear God's voice to feel like we know what to do. But maybe God's answer is right in front of us. I like this. I was thinking about this the other day. We can spend most of our days asking questions, less time figuring out answers, and little or no time applying it. Who lives their life like that? You know, I spend myself, and you, like in this generation, we've got an overqualified people. You know what I mean? Like I've seen some people get out, I'm a tradie. I've seen some people that they've gone through like these things at TAFE that teach them how to work. And I see them grabbing a shovel and doing this. You know what I mean? Like they know it all in their mind, but I'm like, get that shovel moving. You know what I mean? Like, let's do something. You know, we've got to step out. We've got to know that we're ready. We've got to know that we're qualified. You know, God has given everything we need, you know, and I want to quickly look on this story of Esther. I'm going to tell you a bit about it. And then I'm just going to look at her qualifications because it's an amazing story in the Bible. You see, Esther, she like saved the whole Israelite people. It was pretty amazing. If you haven't heard the story, basically there was this day that was coming up where the Israelites were just going to get wiped out, you know. They had this day that came up and the king decreed because of this guy in charge that told him, these are bad people, the Israelites, and we need to wipe them out. So he's like, all right, on this date, we're going to wipe them out. And Esther actually found herself in a situation and through standing up and standing out, she saved the people of Israel, like never before. And it says in the Bible that they actually celebrated that day from that time on, the day that Esther saved them. But I was looking at her qualifications, and this is what I found. Okay, number one, she was present. She was at the place at the right time, you know. And I reckon this is, we need to have these qualifications. So hopefully you can relate to the first one. You're present somewhere, you know what I mean? Okay, just... If you want to know your qualification, just find wherever you're at. Find a situation that you're in. You know, I reckon Damo's great at this. He can be anywhere in the world. You know what I mean? And he thinks he's at the right place, which is great. Number two, she trusted in God. You know, she said, go out and, you know, fast and pray for me. Because she trusted that if God was with her, who could be against her? You know, she trusted in God. And number three, she did something about it. You know, that's what I found through reading Esther's story. I found that she was present, okay? She didn't even choose to be there. She got selected. Do you know what I mean? Like, often we don't choose to be a place, but God's put us there for a reason. You know what I mean? We need to understand we're ready. We're there for a reason, okay? If we trust in God, then all we have to do is something, you know? Do something. And when I read the Bible, I don't see God looking for just these most qualified people, the smartest people, the best looking people or whatever. I don't see God like selecting noble stock. I see God finding people where they're at. You know, David is out in the sheep, just protecting the sheep. You know what I mean? That's where David was. Moses, he was just floating down a creek. You know what I mean? These guys didn't choose to be in a special place. He was just floating down a creek. God protected him somehow. Because if you watch the movie, there was like alligators everywhere, man. It was hectic, you know. And Esther, she was in a situation. God uses people where we're at. We need to understand, all right, that the greatest thing we can do in life is this. Be a servant. That's the greatest thing you can be. That's the qualification that really determines whether or not you're going to be amazing. God can use you. You know what I mean? Is whether or not we're willing to serve, whether we're willing or not to get behind God and trust Him, believe in Him, we get all good things come from him. You know what I mean? We need to have that mentality. Okay, so point number one is because you're ready. Let me just get some water here. Sorry about that. So point number one is because you're ready. How do you guys do this? Okay, point number two, guys, are you ready? Are you ready? Point number two is because it's worth it. You know, this is one of my greatest passions when I was in on the youth team, and I still love going there because it's just such a great place to be. I encourage all you young people to invite your friends down there, you know, because it's worth it. I used to love, I just find different ways to preach this message to youth, you know, to tell them that it's worth living for God. It's worth investing your time in God. It's worth like sacrificing those years of your life, putting down what you want and picking up what God wants, because he says his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are above our ways. We need to trust in God. It's worth it. It's worth it. You know, I remember in my life that before I really came to know God, like on a personal way, before he changed my life, you know, I didn't really have any passion, you know, any major passion. I didn't really have any major vision. I didn't have any major goals or purpose or whatever. But I can tell you that, you know, after growing with God, and as I continue to grow with God, he fills your life up with passion. You know, you just have to come to one of our family dinner nights. Sometimes I'm often thinking, do I need to tone it down in these, like our family dinners? Because I just love talking about stuff, you know. And, you know, God just fills us up with passion. He fills us up with vision, with purpose, with greater love, a fuller heart, you know, because we've got this God-sized peace in our heart that, you know, he fills our heart. He excites us. He makes us courageous. He gives us energy to do what we can because it's the Spirit. I love what Trina said today, and I've got it in my notes also, you know, just spot on, that we need to speak to our soul. You know, we've got a body. We've got a spirit and we've got a soul, you know, and we need to get our spirit to talk to our soul and tell it how to live. You know, I was sort of convicted about that. We need to keep telling ourselves that it's worth it, you know. It's a long road, but it's worth it, you know. We're going to go through stuff, but it's worth it, you know. Just keep listening to God's word, his scriptures, his Bible verses and what his promises and what we are to do. Keep listening to that stuff because it's definitely worth it. Okay. But sometimes I reckon through the way we live, we actually say it's not worth it. You know what I mean? Or I don't know if it's worth it. You know, like when we know the right thing to do in finances and stuff like that, but we don't really do it sometimes because I don't know if it's worth it. You know what I mean? Like in relationships, like we're going through stuff or whatever, and we know the right thing to do, but we sort of think, I don't know if it's worth it sometimes, don't we? You know, like because we don't do what we know we're supposed to do. You know, I think it's Apostle Paul who says, the thing that I want to do, I don't do it. You know what I mean? We need to remind ourselves that it's worth it. You know, when we do our work, God tells us how to work. You know, everything we do it as unto God. Sometimes we don't. You know, in the way we speak, sometimes we don't. You know what I mean? We need to count the cost in our life. You know, it's a great Bible verse, Luke 14, 28 to 30 says, for which one of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he's laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying this man began to build but was not able to finish. You know, we need to count the cost. We need to ask ourselves, is it worth it? You know what I mean? Even when sometimes we think it's sort of worth it, we still don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll give you an example that we can all relate to. Going and doing fitness, right? We think it's worth it, you know what I mean? But still, we sort of don't, you know what I mean? Like, you do a couple of gym sessions or, you know, you do a bit of running and then you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, ah, I don't know if it's worth it, you know? Or you do, what about this? Who's done this before? You go do a gym session and you're like, yes. And your computer tells you, I've burnt 567 calories, you know what I mean? And then you go past Macca's and you smell it, you know what I mean? You smell those golden nuggets and you're like, oh, yes. And then you look at it, it's like, oh, the best 900 kilojoules of energy I could ever consume, you know what I mean? Like, we think it's worth it, but there's a greater thing inside us that says it's not really worth it, you know what I mean? We need to talk to ourselves, count the cost, and believe that it is worth it. It is worth it. You know, and I love this. Living for the I am is worth it. You know, that's my favorite name of God. He says that I am who I am. You know, I am. What an awesome thing that God says, I am. He couldn't put anything after that because it would limit him. You know, he had to say that I am. You know, he is our provider, Jehovah Jireh. You know, he's our Alpha and Omega. That's like our equivalent of saying he's the A to Z. You know what I mean? How good is that? That's what Alpha is. It's the first letter and Omega is the last. He's the A to Z. He's everything we need. You know, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. You know what I mean? He's everything we need. And this is a great point too. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, For we were bought with a price. You know, God counted the cost too. And he found you worth it. You know? God counted the cost. He hasn't asked anything that he doesn't do. He doesn't ask anything that we can't do. God counted the cost and he said that you are worth it. What an amazing thought. What an amazing thought. And we can do it. We can do it. And it says his son sets free is free indeed. So point number one is because we're ready. Point number two, and the band can come up because I'm going to finish. Point number two is because it's worth it. And point number three is, like we've been doing on our last series, because we can. We need to believe, and I wanted to end this just on what we've been talking about for the last month. We need to believe that we can, you know, that God hasn't changed his plan for our lives. You know, God hasn't changed what he wants us to do. God doesn't just look at our lives and say, you can't do that anymore. You've stuffed up too much times. You've done too many wrong things, or your ability is gone. You know, God custom made you and he says that you are ready and you can do it and it is worth it. And I just want to read these and then I want to pray for you guys. And then we're going to go into a time of, I guess, praise, which is going to be good. But you can overcome anxiety. You can overcome blame. You can overcome condemnation. You can achieve the God-given potential. You can move mountains. You can sow a seed to transform a life. You can make a difference. You can stand up. You can stand out. And how can we? Like Mark said last week, it's through, whoops, here we go. Colossians 1:27, it's Christ in us. The hope of glory. It's Christ in us. He goes before us. He guards behind us. It's Christ in us that gives us the power. You know, let's stand on his promises. And the message today is really about asking you guys to challenge yourself to stand in an area and see if God won't move. See if God won't meet you. You see, God isn't, we're not waiting for God. God's waiting for us. He's given us all our needs. And I just want to pray, God, I thank you so much. God, I just thank you so much for giving us everything we need, for giving us your word, your promises, your principles, God. I pray today you just convict us, God, of areas where we can stand up, God. I pray that we'd know that wherever we are, God, you've put us there for a purpose. Wherever we are, we can make a difference. Wherever we are, we can stand up. Wherever we are, we can stand out, God. We can still achieve our God-given potential, God. We can be all you've called us to be. And God, I pray that you just confirm that in everyone's spirit, God. And give everyone courage, God. Give us the energy, God. And God, just give us the excitement to live for you, God. That joy in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. We hope you're equipped, encouraged, and empowered. To stay engaged or learn more about Gateway Life Church, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. We hope to see you soon.